Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is head coach Mark Turgeon. Coach, what is happening? Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Got to admit, you know, watching the game the other night against Iowa, very frustrating as a fan. I'm speaking as a fan first, not as an unbiased media person. And I'm imagining what it was like for you as well. But the defense of your team, not just the other night, but all season long, you've had the scoring droughts on offense, but the defense has kept you in. Tell us about the effort your team puts together defensively and why this might be the best defensive team you've had in a couple seasons.
Well, we'll start with our length. Obviously, Bruno and Sticks give us tremendous length. For the most part, we didn't do it the other night. We've been able to rebound. We've been a great, you know, rebounding defensive team, and we weren't the other night. We had about 14 no box outs in the game, which is an extraordinary high number for us. So we got to get that corrected before Saturday. But we've been good. Guys buy into the game plan. Anthony Cowan's a terrific defender. He did a great job on the Bohannon kid the other night, held him 2-for-11. Daryl's bought into defense. And then our young guys just keep getting better. I mean, usually young guys aren't great defensively, but they're talented and they know it's important. They want to play, and they continue to work at it. So it's been good. It's really helped us win a lot of games. Our offense is good when it needs to be. We made a lot of big shots the other night to help us win that game on the road.
Hey Mark, about a week ago, I think I heard you talk after one of the games. You were looking forward to like 6 days prior to the next game because you said you haven't had time to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you were basically walkthroughs and playing games all the time, what were some of the things that you got to work on that you saw the improvements over the Iowa game?
Well, when I say practice maybe 2 or 3 times in a week, which is good for us. Now we just continue to work on the things that we need to work on. One is transition defense. We've been able to work on that. It's hit or miss with us. We made a big strategy change in the last game, which I think is going to be good for us, you know, over the last part of the season. It should help us defensively, especially in transition, because we feel like if we can get our defense set, we're pretty good. So that's a big part of it. We keep trying to figure out more ways to score better, be better at the start of games, just a lot of things that we're working on, and just making guys better. We got a young team that's talented, and we just every day we try to make guys better. And if we make them better, then our team's going to be better. So, we had some time. Right now, this week, we got home pretty late from Iowa. Took yesterday off. Still dragging a little bit today. We're going to get them back in the weight room, do some things today, and then get after it again tomorrow, getting ready for Ohio State. But, it's the dog days. And now guys are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So we just got to play with great energy, moving forward. And that's really what's important for me as a coach, just making sure our guys are fresh mentally and physically and ready to go.
Mark Turgeon, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Talk about getting better. We've seen Aaron Wiggins get much more confident, at least with his shot, being a little more aggressive. Explain how that was. That a him just a light coming on as a freshman becomes a sophomore late in the season, or are you encouraging that sort of productivity from him?
Well, we've encouraged it all year. Aaron's a big time scorer, and he's been sometimes it takes time. In practice you can see Aaron scoring, but it doesn't translate to the game. And he's been more consistent. His minutes have been more consistent, and yeah, he's been much more aggressive. I like, he made some big threes the other night. I think as his career goes on, he'll be even a better shooter, be a more consistent shooter. But he can score in a lot of ways. He can score all the way to the rim. He can score mid-range. He can score, shooting the three. So I'd like to see him figure out how to get to the foul line a little bit more. But he's important to us. When we have, multiple guys and double figures or close to that, we're a much better basketball team than if we just have Bruno or Anthony scoring all our points.
Coach, how do you get Sticks to be – I know he's a young guy, but he's basically a sophomore now. How do you get him to be more consistent? Because a lot of times he starts out good or he finishes good, but he hadn't played a full game yet.
Well, it's really hard on bigs. I'll say that. You think about Bruno last year. Yeah. Bruno's a heck of a player this year. Just the inconsistency he played with. It's hard on the big guys. It's physical. It's much more physical in there, a lot more physical than what they're used to coming out of high school. But Sticks has had some monster games for us and helped us win some games. And, you know, whether it was at Nebraska where he was terrific, I thought the whole game for us. But he does a lot of things that don't get noticed with his length and his size. And he's just, you know, it's tough for him. He's 205 pounds or whatever he is, 210, 220. He might get mad at me. He's probably more than that, 215 now. But he still gets pushed around a little bit. So it's all part of the process for Jalen. I'm proud of him. I like the way he's handled it. He's become a better foul shooter. He's more consistent there. His understanding defensively and strategy is much more consistent. So things that I see that you guys might not see as fans, he's really improved with his consistency.
Four games left, three at home. Sellout against Michigan coming up on March the 3rd. But Ohio State this Saturday. Buckeyes get a win last night at home. You beat them there. What can you tell us about their status as we're into the final 4 weeks of the season?
Well, like us, they're playing better. Their backs are against the wall coming into this game. And we got to understand that. And we're going to get their best shot, especially since we beat them there. So there's going to be a lot of mental approach to this game with my guys starting today with a meeting this afternoon, just making sure we're mentally ready to go, because I think physically we'll have them fresh and ready to go for the game on Saturday. But they're all big. They're all tough. It's hard to win in February. It's hard to win easily in February, especially in our league. So our guys will understand that. I got smart kids. They see the big picture. Just proud of where we are, what we've done. We've done some amazing things with this team. But I told them the other night before the Iowa game, I think the best is still ahead of us.
Terps, Ohio State coming up Saturday down in College Park. You can hear the game 105.7 The Fan and all your Maryland games here on the flagship station of the University of Maryland. Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck this Saturday. Good luck for the rest of the year. And hopefully we'll talk to you before the dancing starts.
Sounds great. All right,
Coach.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mark Turgeon here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.